That's always such a fun fun song to play. We can never determine whether we want it to go longer or just keep it short and sweet.
I know. You kind of want to keep going, but it's just bang.
I figure we have enough longer songs. Mm-hmm.
So who all is going to be at the bookstore tomorrow night?
It'll be Paul and Jonathan and Allison and I. We've done it that way a few times. Paul brings his plywood upright bass and his plywood head, and I bring an acoustic guitar, and Allison brings her now 7-year-old son.
Yeah, my son comes to those
and rocks out. He likes to play. Allison's got a keyboard with a drum sampler in it, and he does this kind of hip hop act to to open up for us. And we've done that. I don't know. We've done that 4 or 5 times now, I guess.
It's really fun. There's something about that store. It's got a really nice vibe in there, and it's very comfortable. And
I've alternated this year between playing like the Fillmore Auditorium, which was very fun with Camper. We nearly sold it out. We had a great show for our 25th anniversary, and playing at Red Hill. And I think, to be honest, I might actually have more fun at Red Hill. I don't know. It's strange that way.
Camper has some gigs coming up at the end of the end of the month.
Yeah, Camper, it's our 25th anniversary with Time Off for Good Behavior from 1990 to 2000, or 1990-1999, however that worked. We're at the Independent on the 27th of December, and we're up in Petaluma on the 28th of December.
At the Mystic.
At the Mystic, which is a great theater. And then we're down in San Diego at Solana Beach, the Belly Up. And then in January, we go out. We're playing the World Cafe in Philadelphia on the 7th. And we're playing someplace outside of D.C. on the 8th of January. Is that right?
Falls Church,
Virginia. And then we're in New York for a couple of nights at the Bowery Ballroom the Friday night. McCabe and Mrs. Miller will open that show. So if you're in New York and you want to come see McCabe and Mrs. Miller in the flesh.
And then Saturday morning, if you get up early.
Yeah, and go see Allison.
Come see the Sippy Cups at Symphony Space in New York. We're all going to be there at the same time. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty fun, crazy weekend. Just sort of timed out that way.
And then we're going to do more solo stuff.
And then they have a solo gig Sunday night.
Pianos on Ludlow Street.
Yeah.
And then Jonathan's playing with Elliot Sharp and John Kruth and Billy Ficca from television and Dave Drywitz on bass. Dave Drywitz from Ween.
Wow.
And what's that, the Electric Noodle?
The Noodle Shop.
So, yeah, we're busy, guys.
Yeah.
Is that Diener or Jeaner?
Yeah.
Which Wiener?
It's Dave Drywitz, the bass player. The not named guy.
The not Diener or Jeaner.
We know all the not named guys. That's how this works.
That's who we are.
We got two more, I guess. You want to try Couldn't Sit Still? Do you want to do that? Or do you want to...
Oh, it's totally up to you. Do you want to do more kind of full band thing, or you want to try?
You guys want to do Paradise? You want to do Couldn't Still? What do you want to do?
How much more do we have?
Two's great.
Two's great. All right. Well, you want to do Paradise and Lay This Body, or do you want to do? Up to you.
It's a fluid set list.
It is.
Well, we
have a song that we haven't played yet that we just kind of.
We worked up as a duet.
I think this is a good place to do it.
I think so. You came over to my house to practice it. We might as well do it. Let me get the lyrics out here.
You're among friends.
Yeah, exactly. How much more could we possibly embarrass ourselves than we already have?
I know.